a heat wave announced across Europe, and also our own pollen tracker on our website has indicated that the pollen count is high across the northwest. And so what we will be advising people to do is, if they're planning to go on holidays, to get in control of their hay fever and their asthma before they go, or if they're here at home, to keep an eye on our pollen tracker and to take some straightforward actions to make sure that they're looking after themselves and that they get to enjoy this weather and feel well and good, as opposed to feeling unwell and being potentially at risk of an escalation of their asthma symptoms. So asthma in the main is very manageable for people. It's a chronic condition and it affects really a substantial portion of people throughout their life. But where people aren't managing their asthma and where it's out of control, pollen and other asthma triggers can actually cause their symptoms to very seriously escalate. It can cause an asthma attack for some patients, and obviously we have a big concern about that, because in relation to asthma attacks, one person dies in Ireland every 6 days as a result of their asthma. So for us, that is the kind of the beacon piece that we're really trying to make sure that people are aware of, and really so that we can reduce and eliminate preventable asthma deaths in Ireland. And pollen is certainly a trigger that really does have an impact on patients with asthma. In essence, I suppose pollen affects the breathing system right at the nose, at the nasal cavities, and that's part of its impact. But also what it means is, if people are blocked and if they're having a problem with sneezing with mucus in their nasal cavities, what it means is they are more likely to breathe through their mouth, and that any of the pollen goes directly down into their lungs, and that can be a potential trigger for a person with asthma and can mean that they would experience heightened asthma symptoms, and like I said, that can be as serious as causing an asthma attack.